Good morning, beloved. In 1 Peter chapter 5, we hear this beautiful composition of both commands and promises. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you have established your church across this globe. And today we are particularly mindful of the people of Malaysia. We're asking for those who are in the South China Sea to be able to say that your glory is what actually fills creation with beauty. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have led people to unite under godly leadership. And we pray that the leadership there would be filled with people that are humble and hopeful, that they would be boasting in the Lamb that was slain as well as the one who is the ruling shepherd. We pray that you would use the Malay language to share your gospel rapidly, even though at times there has been a hindrance in communicating the gospel in the past. We are asking that you would establish clear pathways for people to hear the message of salvation in Jesus Christ anew. We praise you, God, that you have established your church in the Orang Asli population as almost a breach point to all of Asia. Please, Lord God, let your church be filled with people who are so joyful, hopeful, confident, and loving that it would be simply a salt and light to everyone else who observes them. And yet for others, they would say it's the Holy Spirit. May the resources in Sabah pale in comparison to the riches that the Bimaritu find in Christ. Thank you for the discipleship that occurs in Sarak. We pray that you would protect all your saints from the evil one and teach them the truth and the beauty and the power of the glorious doctrines that exalt Jesus Christ our Lord, knowing that you, who are eternally glorious, will yourself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish your beloved. How great! How great is our need, and yet how greater still is your attentive care for your beloved. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.